Now turn to part three. You will hear five short extracts in which students are talking about the experience of living and studying away from home. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each student says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
Coming from a mountain village about 60 kilometres away and not knowing anyone in the city, I had no choice really. I had to ask for a place in a college residence. I knew it wouldn't be easy making new friends, but I was assured I'd be with my classmates. It was a surprise to find the other guys in my block were all studying different things. Actually, though, we were all the same age and into sports and stuff, so we got on really well from day one. It was a pity we all went our separate ways after that first year together. I should have made more effort to stay in touch.
Speaker 2.
I wanted to study fashion, so I had to come to the capital. But it was hard leaving my friends back home. My older sister studied here too. She made friends really quickly because she's really into sports and joined loads of clubs. But I've always been quite shy, so I didn't do that. Fortunately, the college accommodation office found me a room in a residence, and I got friendly with the other girls living there. I don't know how I'd have got on at a big university, but here everyone knows each other, so you get to know people you wouldn't normally have that much in common with. It's nice.
Speaker 3.
In my first few weeks here, I came down with a heavy cold. That meant I couldn't go out much. I'd been put in a student residence with a bunch of younger guys who were all studying theater, so as a scientist, I had nothing in common with them. They weren't even into football. So I really needed to get to know my classmates better, yet there I was, stuck in my room, coughing and sneezing. I spent a lot of time chatting to friends back home on the internet. Anyway, in a big college like this, you eventually have to make friends. So it all sorted itself out in the end.
Speaker 4.
I was put in a student residence at first with people I didn't get along with that well. I mean, we didn't fall out or anything, but I didn't hang out with them either. I don't know what I'd have done if I hadn't signed up for volleyball training with the college team. It's a whole lot easier making friends with people who share your interests than with people who share your kitchen. The only downside for me in that first term was that I spent too much time on court and not enough in the library. I don't regret it, but had to make up for lost time later on.
Speaker 5.
The people I hung out with in the first few weeks didn't become close friends, actually. We were just people who happened to be thrown together in the same residence. But it was good to have someone to chat to when I got in from lectures. We still play tennis occasionally, and I get invited to their parties, but I soon moved out to go live with some guys on my course. That was a big mistake, actually. With friends at school, it was great to study together in the evenings, but I soon found that the last thing I wanted to talk about when I got back from lectures was economics.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
Coming from a mountain village about 60 kilometres away and not knowing anyone in the city, I had no choice really. I had to ask for a place in a college residence. I knew it wouldn't be easy making new friends, but I was assured I'd be with my classmates. It was a surprise to find the other guys in my block were all studying different things. Actually, though, we were all the same age and into sports and stuff, so we got on really well from day one. It was a pity we all went our separate ways after that first year together. I should have made more effort to stay in touch.
Speaker 2.
I wanted to study fashion, so I had to come to the capital. But it was hard leaving my friends back home. My older sister studied here too. She made friends really quickly because she's really into sports and joined loads of clubs. But I've always been quite shy, so I didn't do that. Fortunately, the college accommodation office found me a room in a residence, and I got friendly with the other girls living there. I don't know how I'd have got on at a big university, but here everyone knows each other, so you get to know people you wouldn't normally have that much in common with. It's nice.
Speaker 3.
In my first few weeks here, I came down with a heavy cold. That meant I couldn't go out much. I'd been put in a student residence with a bunch of younger guys who were all studying theater, so as a scientist, I had nothing in common with them. They weren't even into football. So I really needed to get to know my classmates better, yet there I was, stuck in my room, coughing and sneezing. I spent a lot of time chatting to friends back home on the internet. Anyway, in a big college like this, you eventually have to make friends. So it all sorted itself out in the end.
Speaker 4.
I was put in a student residence at first with people I didn't get along with that well. I mean, we didn't fall out or anything, but I didn't hang out with them either. I don't know what I'd have done if I hadn't signed up for volleyball training with the college team. It's a whole lot easier making friends with people who share your interests than with people who share your kitchen. The only downside for me in that first term was that I spent too much time on court and not enough in the library. I don't regret it, but had to make up for lost time later on.
Speaker 5.
The people I hung out with in the first few weeks didn't become close friends, actually. We were just people who happened to be thrown together in the same residence. But it was good to have someone to chat to when I got in from lectures. We still play tennis occasionally, and I get invited to their parties, but I soon moved out to go live with some guys on my course. That was a big mistake, actually. With friends at school, it was great to study together in the evenings, but I soon found that the last thing I wanted to talk about when I got back from lectures was economics.
That's the end of part 3.